In venturing to write on the subject of preventive inoculation against typhoid fever, a measure of treatment which, so far, is on its trial, and which can hardly be said to have been yet adopted by the medical profession, I should like to preface my remarks by stating that, in presenting the results of my experiences gained in the inoculation of over 500 female patients in the Richmond Asylum during the recent epidemic of enteric fever, the conclusions to be drawn from the occurrence of this epidemic in the Richmond are interesting and justify me in placing before you the result of my observations, principally in the hope that any discussion which my remarks may give rise to will be of practical utility and draw from those present suggestions which may guide us in the preventive treatment of this disease. The epidemic referred to occurred in the asylum last year, extending over some 5 months, and was of considerable severity. When 18 cases had occurred within 3 weeks, it became evident that a serious state of affairs existed, and Dr. Connolly Norman, medical superintendent, obtained from Professor Wright of Netley a supply of lymph, which he has introduced for inoculation or vaccination against enteric fever. On receipt of this, I inoculated, in rapid succession, 307 female patients, commencing on September 6th and finishing on October 3rd. I then operated on all the patients who lived and slept in the portions of the asylum which were considered infected areas. It was suggested to me by some enthusiastic medical friends that I should vaccinate only one half of the patients in each ward in order to see if the other half would contract the disease, but I did not feel justified in adopting this course, however interesting the result might have been. On the contrary, the cases were becoming so numerous that our only anxiety was to inoculate everybody as rapidly as possible. However, unintentionally, I did in fact experiment, inasmuch as we did not inoculate any of the nurses. And it will be observed that in proportion to their numbers, our staff suffered much more severely than the patients. The most interesting and important point in these experiments is, of course, to determine whether the vaccination confers any immunity against typhoid fever. I've come to the conclusion that it is of the utmost value in this respect, and I hope I am not incorrect in forming that opinion, deduced as it is from the records kept of the dates on which cases occurred and the very important and practical fact that out of a total of 511 patients inoculated, only 7 contracted the disease, and almost all of these were, in my opinion, in the incubation stage when inoculated. The principal vaccination side effect was headache, from which 85 suffered, some of them very severely. Vomiting or retching occurred in 63 cases, loss of appetite and refusal of food in 33, diarrhea in 2, rather severe prostration in 3. 4 complained of abdominal pain, while stiffness in the back and soreness over the seat of inoculation occurred in 9 and 22 cases, respectively.